Bibles, please, for our second reading, 1 Chronicles chapter 8. First Chronicles chapter 8, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Now, Benjamin begot Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third, Noha the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And the sons of Bela were Adar, and Gera, and Abihud, and Abishua, and Naaman, and Ahoa, and Gera, and Shephufan, and Huram. And these are the sons of Ehud. These are the heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Geba. And they removed them to Manahat. And Naaman and Ahia and Gera, he removed them and begat Uzzah and Ahihud. And Shaharaim begat children in the country of Moab. After he had sent them away, Husham and Ba'arah were his wives. And he begat Hodesh, his wife, and Jobab, and Zibiah, and Misha, and Malcham, and Jeuz, and Sakia, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of the fathers. And of Husham he begat Abitub, and Elpaal. The sons of Elpaal, Eber, and Misham, and Shamed, who built Ono, and Lod, with the towns thereof. Beriah also, and Shema, who were heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who drove away the inhabitants of Gath, and Ahio, Shashak, and Jeremoth, and Zebediah, and Arad, and Adar, and Michael, and Ispah, and Joha, the sons of Beriah, and Zebediah, and Meshullam, and Hezekiah, and Heber, Ishmerai also, and Jezliah, and Jobab, the sons of Elpaal, and Jakim, and Zikri, and Zabdi, and Elienai, and Ziltai, and Eliel, and Adiah, and Beriah, and Shimrat, the sons of Shimhai, and Ishpan, and Heber, and Eliel, and Abdon, and Zikri, and Hanan, and Hananiah, and Elam, and Antothijah, and Iphidiah, and Penuel, the sons of Shashak, and Shamsherai, and Shehariah, and Athaliah, and Jarasiah, and Eliah, and Zikri, the sons of Jeroham. These were heads of the fathers by their generations, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. And at Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Ma'akah, and his firstborn son, Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zachar. And Mikloth begat Shimeah, and these also dwelt with their brethren in Jerusalem over against them. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, and Malkishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Meribaal, and Meribaal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, and Melech, and Tareah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begat Jehoada, and Jehoada begat Alemet, and Azmavet, and Zimri begat Mosa, and Mosa begat Benaiah. Rapha was his son, and Eliasa his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these: Azrikam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, and Shariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. And the sons of Eshek, his brother, were Ulam, his firstborn, Jehush the second, and Eliphelet the third. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers, and had many sons, and sons' sons, and 150. And these are the sons of Benjamin. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. So then, as we are continuing on through First Chronicles, now we come to the next tribe under study, and that is Benjamin. Notice that we have throughout this time been very careful, tribe by tribe by tribe, to lay out at least a few names. And remember that we're entering back into the land in the days of Ezra. That's when 1st and 2nd Chronicles are written. And these names are very important to the settling of the land. But as we have seen also in this chapter and in the, I believe it's the 11th chapter of Nehemiah, that some of these men, when they returned during the days of the Restoration, did not return unto their native land, but instead dwelt in Jerusalem. And we want to understand that as being commendable, sacrificial on the part of the church, that they dwelt in Jerusalem to enhance the labor, the protection, the commerce of that city, because in the midst of that city was the temple, and that would have been then a very commendable thing, not to go back to your own land and set up your flocks and your herds and your lands and your produce and grains and so on. You know, run to your sealed houses while the house of the Lord lies in waste, as it says in Haggai chapter 1. Instead, these men returned to Jerusalem to be of service in the city, and left their inheritances at least for a time. And it seems from this chapter over multiple generations to stay in Jerusalem for the good of the city. So that we see is commendable. And so these men sacrificed their own inheritance and largesse in order that they might be of service to the city and to the worship of God. And that, I think, although it is not particularly commended, it is commended by its mention here. These dwelt in Jerusalem. And I think that's what is intended here by Ezra and others. Other prophets may have helped him in the chronicling of what's going on here. We have some other things here that these were, some of these men were mighty men of valor. These are the notable names among them. And this would also speak their valorous behavior would speak perhaps to why Mephibosheth is not mentioned. Obviously, he could not be a mighty man of valor because he was lame in his feet. And so it seems that the writer here is more concerned with the restoration and remembering those who had a help in the land towards subduing it with regard to its enemies. And so we are going to focus on the family in Benjamin of Kish and then Saul, especially because toward the end of this chapter and the next as well, we come to the time where we're going to begin now in the Chronicles to introduce the monarchy. And so Benjamin is obviously very important to that portion of the history of Israel because Israel's first king was a Benjamite, chosen by the people for his height, his perhaps good looks, for his prowess, but not for his spirituality. And so he was then replaced, obviously, by a man who was after God's own heart. All right, so all of the names then, besides being a verbal workout, are given to us so that we might understand that they did keep such records in those days. And this is, as we've said before, this is why we keep church rules today, for the same kinds of reasons. The application of this to the New Testament is that we have a church role, so we can define whose names are written in Zion and whose are not. We sing this, don't we? We sing that it shall be said of him, this man or that man was born there. When the Lord counts the people, he'll write, this man or that man was born there. This is the application of the genealogies to our day. All right, thus ends the reading then of 1 Chronicles chapter 8. Let's stand and continue.